This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 5 o'clock every day. Everyone gathers around the radio or the Odyssey app, light a fire, you know, in the fireplace, call the kids in, because it's fine. It's time for everybody's favorite time during the show. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
So speaking of that, I got someone DM'd me over the weekend that they were driving next to someone who had their windows down, was ripping a heater, and was yelling, "Yeah, top five at five!"
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, "There's no way." He's like, "Dude, I swear."
Like, just, wow.
Yeah, we're making our rounds.
We're cooking. Top five at five.
I like a heater.
Ripping a heater. Ike likes that one. Ike likes
That's
that
what
one.
You did in the hallway on Thursday, right?
What?
You ripped the heater?
No, no, that was
different heater.
Out the other end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right.
So half your day is the five people at WIP that I need to know are going to be okay. Number five is Hugh Douglas after that first pitch. It was not great. It was an old worm burner, as we used to call back in the day. And I hope his shoulder's okay. Hugh, earlier, after his poor first pitch, addressed the topic on the midday show.
That was bad. I knew when that left my hand, I was like, yeah, this is
significantly worse than the one
that
did it.
Yeah, definitely. Because, number one, that's a hard motion to replicate when you're not ready. Like, much respect to pitchers, even though a lot of people might not feel like I have a whole lot of respect for baseball players. Mm-hmm. I do. Especially, you know, the hitters and the pitchers. That's a hard motion to replicate, man.
Excuse maker Douglas has arrived.
And I had a, you know what? I knew when it left my hands, like, oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
You know, he was also, like, did you watch the video, Jack? He was warming up in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know, he was almost like a golfer. He was doing like the practice throw.
He's working on trunk rotation.
Yeah. He was
working on trunk rotation.
It was not great from Hugh.
Yeah, not a good day for former football players trying to throw the baseball. I mean,
did something else happen, or is it just you?
No, just not a good day for you.
Okay. I didn't know if there was like a former NFL player first.
No, he's representing
day.
All the guys today. And yeah, a little disappointed in that one.
You have to wonder if, you know, given how weak that pitch was, how many, I don't know, like push-ups an arm like that could do in a day. Certainly fewer than 250, one would imagine.
Not totally surprising, though.
No.
Because Hugh is a football player. That's different than being an athlete.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, athletes can have the ability to play other sports.
Right. And Hugh is
basketball, baseball, might play golf. You know, just Hugh is strictly a football player.
Mm.
Like, I'm no big dog. You don't want to see him on a basketball court either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't want to see him shooting a ball or anything of that nature. He's a defensive end. He's a linebacker.
Yeah. Wow. Certainly not a pitcher. I can confirm you that, after seeing that.
The fourth person.
That was meant to try to help Hughes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it did.
What about Richie? No, Richie's an athlete. He played basketball in high school.
Did Richie play basketball in high school?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now baseball,
he loves
baseball now, but when he first got here, had almost no understanding of baseball.
Oh no, he didn't play baseball.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
I thought everybody played in the Little League.
No. Nah, not him.
The fourth person in WIP that I need to know is going to be okay is Spike and this whole house situation.
It's a lot. I have a lot going on.
I know. Like, how are you holding up?
I mean, not doing well. I told Jack earlier today that he's like, I'm going to be going through it for the next 6 weeks, and hopefully on the other side of this, I'm a little better. You know, between buying a house on one end, selling a house on the other end. And then the number of contractors, from the guy doing the kitchen, the floors, the paint, fence, surveyor for the fence, what else? Foundation, HVAC, electrician.
Yeah. What'd you buy? Fix me up house?
No, it's just we're trying to do everything.
What'd you buy? Fix me up house?
No, we're just trying to do everything before we move in.
Okay.
And everybody's great. Everybody's great. But I'm trying to manage it is basically a job. You know,
breaking news.
A big win for Elliott Shore Parks, baby. The what? Eagles have signed
Azeez Ojulari.
Azeez Ojulari.
Whoa! There you go.
Right under the wire.
Oh, man.
Insider of the year.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
One year, $4 million.
Wow.
Right where you needed him to be. Elliott Shore Parks, what a win for you, pal.
Now, who reported it? It wasn't Elliott, was it?
Yeah, Shefty.
Well, it's Fowler first.
Okay.
Was it Fowler first? Oh, yeah, you're right. Fowler first.
And then Shefty.
Wow. So, we'll have to see how the voting goes on Tuesday night, but how do we feel about this and Elliott's Insider of the Year, candidacy?
I feel great.
Really?
I think it's a big win for him.
It is a big win for him.
Shows he may know something, which is big for him because a lot of people say he knows nothing.
Right. And he had Azeez Ojulari when nobody else did.
He did.
Wow.
Including the majority of the league.
No, come on.
Well, listen, we're talking about insider status. We're not talking about
the caliber of player we picked
I think he's a pretty good player, actually. But
yeah, 1 year is $4 million.
Yeah, well, pretty good, I said. I didn't say really
good. How many void years?
This is good. This is good for Elliott.
No, it's big for Elliott.
It's big time. I'm happy this happened, too, because I need Elliott to win this.
So, I mean, do you think this puts him in the lead?
We're going to have to break it down at 3 tomorrow with Elliott, right? You want to call him at 5:30?
Yes.
You want to call him at 5:30?
I think I do. Okay. I want to call him at 5:30, yeah. Wow, that is big.
Yeah, we don't want to wait till tomorrow to talk to him. He may as well talk about it.
Yeah, at 5:30.
Why it's a good move and why because I need to be updated on this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Elliott.
That is very, very big. Wow. McManus must be sweating somewhere.
He should be.
Yeah, he should be.
He had it wrapped up.
He did with the Becton thing.
he thought Vince Carter, it's over thing.
Wow, what a big moment for Elliott Shore Parks.
Yes.
Got to feel good for him.
Yeah. What a winner. All right, back to the top five?
Yes.
All right. So the third person WIP I need to know is going to be okay.
By the way, I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be okay, I know, but you said to me, it's going to be a long 6 weeks.
Yes.
I'm going to be a bad guy.
Yes.
You didn't say bad guy, but you assumed.
I'm an intense guy anyway,
sure.
And this is making me more intense.
Yeah, I know, which is great for everyone involved. Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best, man.
All right, number three is John Johnson, who I wonder if he has memory loss. So if you guys know, it's peanut butter week, which John announced on his show this morning.
It dawned on me, one of my all-time favorite foods? I guess, yeah, it's a food. I've never had a week dedicated towards it. And this is an item that I like so much that you could put it on basically anything, and I imagine I will still like it. But we will find out this week. So our theme this week is peanut butter week. All the different items that you can have with peanut butter.
Which sounds like a great idea for snack of the night.
Yeah.
If he hadn't just done it in September. Listen to the audio.
Oh, no.
It is a brand new week. We have 5 days together, and I have a theme. Our theme this week, I'm actually going to tell you the theme. I'm not going to wait. It's peanut butter week.
Wait a minute.
Oh, if you have an allergy, I'm sorry. But if you don't, it is, I think, peanut butter. I love mint. I love certain, I like chocolate in general. But you could mix, infuse peanut butter into anything, and I will probably love it.
Does John Johnson have memory loss? Because he just did Peanut Butter Week in September.
In September. And by the way, he was wondering there. He goes, peanut butter, a food? Yes, it's a food. Peanut butter's food? What the hell else is it?
Yeah, it's food. It's March.
Yeah.
That was September.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying, why he's memory loss. Because he's doing Peanut Butter Week now.
And he just did it in September.
And he said in the setup for Peanut Butter Week now is I've never done Peanut Butter Week.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that part.
He okay. just did Peanut Butter Week.
Gotcha. It's September.
In right. September.
What? Right. I didn't hear that I've never done it part.
Yeah, before. Yeah. This guy just thinks no one's paying attention. We're paying attention.
Yeah, you are, obviously.
Yeah.
Mike Angelina's locked in on Peanut Butter Week. So the second person at WIP that I need to know is going to be okay. Now, this was what I wrote down before the Aziz Ojulari thing. So I wrote down Elliot when we give Insider of the Year to McManus, but that's back on the table.
Yeah, Elliot could win this.
Elliot could easily win this.
Elliot could win this.
So I guess my change of answer on the fly is, are we going to be okay? It was announced today, Joe Wechter is retiring.
Yes.
Love Joe Wechter.
Love Joe.
Absolutely love
Legend.
Joe. So we'll miss him. We'll
yes, absolutely. Wait, what is that? Oh, he's number one?
Well, he's number two.
Okay.
I changed on the fly because I was going to
put Elliot
there.
Okay.
But the number one person at WIP that I need to know is going to be okay, an emphasis on P, is Kyle Quinn, who laid this story out from over the weekend and his situation at home.
Mine's more of this is a pre-travel story. And let me just be perfectly clear to preface this. You guys are very lucky that I have no shame whatsoever.
Wait a minute, hold up. Is this story? Hey.
I should not be sharing this.
No, I don't think you should be sharing this story. If this is a story, I thank you. Dog, reconsider. Recent letter. Mature on the subject.
Cat's out of the bag now. We're on the radio.
Don't do it.
The people deserve to know.
Don't do it, dog. Don't do it.
No shame whatsoever over here. So I'll just start by saying this. I wet the bed Saturday night.
Oh, Kyle, what are you doing?
But it wasn't, I didn't wet the bed in your traditional wet the bed way. Like,
whoa.
You know, I didn't wet my pants in bed. I opted out of bathroom use, I should say, in the middle of the night. This was kind of, I guess, what we should call a sleepwalking
incident.
Situation.
Okay.
Incident, yeah.
What?
So I basically used my bed as a toilet.
Oh. This boy used
in the middle of the night.
This is a shame.
At the edge of it, while my girlfriend slept unknowingly right next to it.
So what makes this a great travel story is you had to immediately leave to catch the flight.
I had to leave in the morning. So. Now, I did my part, and I stripped the...
Wait a minute.
Yep.
What the hell is going on with him?
Wait a minute. He got up and almost used the bed like as a urinal?
No, he just laid there and peed in the bed.
Yeah, but okay. He claimed sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he said it wasn't your typical wet-the-bed type story. It actually sounds exactly like your typical wet-the-bed.
It does sound like,
story.
Unless he stood up.
That's my question. It sounds like maybe he stood up and thought the bed was the bathroom. Like, yeah. What is the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what he did.
Because he says he was sleepwalking and it wasn't your typical wet-the-bed thing. So to me, he is painting the picture of a man who stood up and thought he was standing in front of the toilet.
The urinal. Actually, that makes sense. I think that he said he used it as a toilet.
Yeah.
His poor girlfriend.
That makes more sense than just laying in the bed.
Man. Yeah, I mean, both of them are a problem.
Now, what that also tells me is I don't know if he was really sleepwalking. What was he doing that night?
Well, he said he'd been in worse states drinking-wise. So it wasn't, maybe not that, but I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know about that. I've had that issue in the past.
Oh, listen, yeah, when you're in college.
Well, I'm talking about if you've been drinking, you get up and you go to the bathroom and you're in a corner somewhere.
Exactly.
Renee's yelling at you. What the bleep are you doing? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never had
that's happened. Well,
come on.
What?
Would you live a little in college? What'd you do?
I'm not just saying I've never done it. I'm not shaming.
Well, no, I'm not. Yeah, it's happened. I'm sure there's plenty of guys out there that probably thought they were in a bathroom or were in a, a corner or somewhere.
I just feel bad for Kyle's girlfriend. And then to just get up in the morning and leave straight to the airport, probably not even clean it up.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, he didn't do that either?
Well, he says he stripped the bed, but
yeah,
who knows?
Well, I mean, strip the bed. I mean, if you're, I don't, you might have to get rid of the mattress.
Most, I guess.
Well, there's only sheets there. It's not like he was covered it in plastic wrap or something. You know?
That's true. Well, you're not getting rid of the mattress.
Well, You can put it outside, air it out. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I peed in the bed.
Cut that.
It's at least 40 years.
This hour is sponsored by Kaida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Kaida Door and Window today at 877-GO-KAIDA or visit goguida.com.
He confirmed he did stand up and pee.
There
you go. Oh, that's what it was.
That is awful.
He didn't sit down and pee.
Yeah. His
poor girlfriend.
Yeah. By the way, you did mention Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter's retiring last day is Thursday. You know, Wechter has been a part of WIP every minute that we've been a part of WIP. It would be weird to not see him here.
Yes.
Just to sit in the middle, forgetting about the current morning show, to sit in the middle of the previous, that morning show, when I first started at WIP, I would get here at 6:30 in the morning. So I got to visualize. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The amount of yelling. And Wechter would just sit there in the middle of it like a rock, you know, and get everybody through it.
So. Yeah. Joe Wechter, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's part of that great crew from the morning with Al and Rhea, obviously still here, but with Angelo, that whole morning team.
Psychotic.
They were all a part of it.
Yep.
And you know, and I'm sure you can appreciate this. Considering you're a former program director, brand manager,
mm-hmm.
you know, Joe Wechter didn't look to be on the microphone.
No, zero.
You know, he wasn't out there trying to give takes and,
nope.
you know, he wasn't trying to establish his brand and all of those things.
Like some
you know,
people we
Joe
know.
Wechter was a true soldier back there as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rock
yep.
for that morning show. Now every producer that works here now is a personality.
Yeah, well, he paved the way by staying quiet.
Yeah.
Remember, Spike used to have a, was it no producers on the air?
No, that was an Andy rule.
Was that an Andy thing?
Yeah, I was okay yeah. with producers on the air.
Oh.
Now I came in and got a bunch of new producers, but... But no, I was okay with producers.
Yeah, the whole no producers on the air.
That was an Andy rule. Andy didn't want, because remember, Jamie used to have to talk with the computer voice?
Yes.
Turtle didn't talk.
Yes, Turtle didn't, no. Yeah. Turtle was too afraid to talk.
Yeah. That was a good thing for everyone involved.
And the other thing, that when you go back and you think about the morning show.
Oh, that's where Silent Bro came in.
There you go.
The whole Silent Bro thing came in.
When you go back and you think about the great moments on the morning show, everybody on that show, very talented, obviously, but you'll never know how many funny lines you heard
right.
that were Joe Wechter saying the line into somebody's ear. And them saying
mostly
the line.
Jonesy's ear.
Yeah, well, Jonesy, yes, Jonesy benefited from that quite a bit.
He got Jonesy the president of the Flyers.
Yes, Jonesy should hire Wechter just to put a thing in his ear and be able to talk for him during meetings.
Yeah,
just you know, one liners or whatever.
Well, congratulations, Joe.
Yes,
on a long career. Was
yeah,
it 35 years. What was it?
38.
38 years.
He was here before it was sports.
Man.
Yeah.
Joe Wechter.
215-592-9494. T in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, T?
How y'all doing?
What's up, T?
What up, T?
What's up? I'm just sitting here listening and Howie and everybody talking about how the Eagles defense and everything is going to be right or whatever. But if you really look at the young people that we got, because like, I know football, and like you know, Howie just got the safety that Georgia just had from the championship. I forgot his name, like Ryan or something like that.
Mm, Lewis Cine.
Yeah, he got drafted. So he already tucked him away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got him already tucked away. You got Sidney Brown safety. Then you got Blankenship for the safeties, right? Then you got Eli Ricks and you got Ringo, right? You mm-hmm. know Ringo and Eli Ricks was the number one and two high school players coming out of high school? It was one and two, like out of high school going into college.
Mm-hmm.
So we got them on our team. Plus we got Cooper. And we got Mitchell. So that's our corners right there. And then we got the little boy for Giants. Then our linebackers, we got Bond, then we got the young Trot, and we got Nakobe coming off off the injury. Plus we got Ben Summer, right? Ben
Summer. That's right, man.
Oh, yeah.
About Ben.
Yeah. BVS,
yeah. Yeah, so we got them linebackers. And then on the D-line, we got Jalen Carter, Davis. Oh, at one point, do y'all remember when Booker was playing ball?
I do.
Okay, so Booker was playing ball, right?
D tackle.
Remember that Ojomo, yep. right? Ojomo played ball too, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's four people right there on the D line in the middle that we got, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got two young dogs at the end. They hype. They like brothers right now. They done got a relationship that's crazy right now. And they young dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jalen Hunt, and we got
Nolan Smith.
Edge, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then we just got these two dudes that we just got off. How he just got right now off the free agency.
Yep. Ojulari.
Yeah, and Josh Uche, who was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
It don't matter. We got him.
Well, yeah. So, T, all you're doing now is naming players. That doesn't mean that they're good. You're just naming guys.
Only thing I'm doing is telling you that we will be okay. We got all them spots basically filled. Now, I don't want you to try to make it seem like a bad thing because we're trying to be good in Philly. Right? We won a Super Bowl. Don't try to find little things. People are going to call up to the radio station regardless, Spike, regardless. If you say good or bad about the Eagles, we're going to call up. So you don't got to like say bad stuff. So we
all right, T, nobody said bad stuff. I asked a question. T, I'm going to give you the opportunity of a lifetime. So we're going to make pretend it's 2 o'clock, and it is the Ike, T, and Fritz show. And the mic opens up, and there is T. He is going to give you your topic for the day about the Eagles. So here it is, and it's 94 WISP. It's Ike, T, and Fritz. Ba-na-na-na-na. Go.
What is you talking about, buddy?
No, it's your show. So no, I didn't say anything negative. I just asked a question about the Eagles next year because we talk about the Eagles all the time.
I was just breaking it down, and then you like, well, you just straight jumped in like, oh, well, come on, like, can't you just accept that? I just broke that down.
You didn't break it down. All you did, T, here's what you did. You listed the players who are on the Eagles roster. That does not mean that they are good as the players that left, or they would have been playing last. Or now I get to talk. Or they would have been playing over those guys last year, right? So you're so sure about Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari. Tell me how many times you've watched Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for what you just said. You just said I was waiting. Listen, DG, right? It was like week 10, and y'all was saying DG was our best rusher, right? Right?
He yes. was the best edge before he got hurt, yes.
Yeah, okay, meaning ass, that's week 10, right? So where was Sweat at? So where was the other people at? That's all I was talking about. They wasn't around. It was DG, our best boy. And then I just said right now, Booker was making noise. He was out there making plays. He was out there doing stuff. And then also Ojomo was out there doing stuff. So where was Williams
so
at?
So Ojomo was out there doing stuff. I want you to
how many
sacks do you think Ojomo had this year?
Yeah, pressures. Pressures is good.
How many sacks do you think he had?
Pressures are good.
How many sacks do you think
it
he had?
It don't matter about sacks. Pressures are good.
Okay. Wait, did you say what did Milton Williams do?
No, Milton Williams was good too, but I'm just saying they all was playing a part. We still got two of them.
Was Slay good?
We still got a draft.
Was Slay good?
Slay was good too.
Was CJ GJ good? Was CJ GJ good? Was CJ GJ good?
Yeah, CJ GJ was good too. Yes, we do.
Okay, now they're gone.
But at the end of the day, we still got young people.
No, we have players, but that doesn't mean they'll be as good as the other players, too.
I don't got to wait to see it. I know what we got.
Okay. All right. Well, you solved it. On to the next thing.
Man, listen, I know what we got. And then on offense, listen, only missing Becton. Come on, man.
Oh, like, yeah, not that good. Not that good. You're right.
Oh, no, Becton is good, but we still got young people. And we got the boy Keegan.
Oh,
He's a dog. The boy from Michigan, he was a leader over there, a captain. He was a dog over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got 1 year under Stoutland, and he might get better. And he was over there having a ball out at a parade. Yeah.
I know.
So at the end of the day, he a dog already, and he's going to go into culture. So come on, Spike. Just embrace the Eagles. Still going to be okay, buddy.
Okay, T. Give us a 90s icon.
Martin Lawrence, baby.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one. Nice.
First good point he made.
Marty Marr.
Guy was doing the, Mike Lombardi used to say, the diner menu. With players.
Oh, yeah.
When you just start listing players instead of one that you know is good, you just list 10 of them. That is what he just did. He just said the names of the players on the roster. I know all those players.
Well, the Lewis Seen whatever guy.
Yeah.
Like, we need to relax a little bit. I mean, I would rather play Sidney Brown. He was the DFA'd at the end. I mean, he picked him up off waivers.
Listen, that's the one thing this team, Howie, and all these guys will get is sort of that benefit of the doubt because it worked a year ago.
Yeah.
So even I've used the whole, you know, when I guess we signed a couple players and it was like, well, who is this guy? This guy's a bum. I'm like, well, everybody thought Zach Bond was nobody also when we signed him.
For sure.
So I get that, but that's not going to – the reason why it was such a rarity and it was so great is because it doesn't happen very often.
Not usually.
Doesn't mean every player you sign is going to turn out to be that good of a player.
Mm-hmm.
like that's that, – I mean, that's
– I hope they're all
you
great.
Hope you hit on one or two of those guys, but it's the reason why they keep signing different guys because they don't know which guy is going to hit.
And I hope Keelan Ringo's awesome.
Right.
I truly do. I hope Keelan Ringo's awesome. I hope Sidney Brown's awesome. I hope Jomo steps up. I hope Jalix Hunt is way ahead of the curve.
I'd say all these ends, Ojulari,
yep.
Jalix Hunt, Uche, Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff. Like, they're all very similarly built.
Mm-hmm.
These are truly outside edge rushers.
Yes. The outside edge.
250 pounds, 255 pounds.
Charles Haley reminds me of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I had to look at this kid. This kid's got a lot of sacks.
Ojulari.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm way more impressed with his numbers than still looks like a third down sort of specialist.
But he was good with the Giants. He was a good player. I thought he was a good player.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's a bulldog. There you go.
He went to Georgia too?
Yeah. Look, you go with what works.
Yeah, this is why every Eagles fan is saying we're going to get more Georgia players. That's all we're doing.
That's
is
all
just
we
grabbing
do is get Georgia
players. Yes.
So coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks helps us.
I didn't even realize he went to Georgia.
Wait till he takes Starks in the draft. How much you want to bet?
Might as well, yes.
Elliot joins us next to break down the signing and his new renewed candidacy for Eagles Insider of the Year. It's very exciting.
Way to go, E!
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on?
Ellie's there.
Oh.
Let me say. Hold me now. I'm sinking from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Everybody.
Hold me now. I'm sinking from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez Louise, that was a mess. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It's all right, though. I'm feeling it right now, so I was happy to sing.
Well, Elliot, I had no idea what was going on.
We were not alerted.
I didn't know you were there, so I just heard somebody sing the delay.
I thought it was TK. I looked over there at the room like, is that Tom Kelly?
Oh, good job, man. By Jack. Good job, yes. By Jack.
Well, it's better.
So Elliot joins us now.
Definitely not producer of the year.
No.
I lost that years ago.
Well, and his performance on Thursday, all-time worst performance.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Elliot, big moment for Elliot.
Big moment, E!
Big
How's
moment.
It going? How's
oh,
it going?
Listen to the energy.
How you guys feel?
Oh,
how you guys
just feel? You today, huh?
Elliot, yeah. I was accused of bullying you earlier today.
I can only imagine about the billion things it could have been about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So huge for you in that before free agency began, you said two edges for Eagles fans to keep an eye on were Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari. And here we are, the Eagles Insider of the Year award being given out on Wednesday at 4:30. And McManus getting the Becton scoop this weekend, really just cementing his place in the pole position. But then the Eagles sign Azeez Ojulari. Huge moment for you. Before we get to the player, how are you feeling right now about your report and then how that may affect the Eagles Insider of the Year standings?
Yeah, I was nervous for a little bit. I was nervous, but, you know, I knew they had interest all along. I guess, you know, to quote Jack's favorite athlete, Jalen Hurts, like sometimes the losses stick with you a little more than the wins. So still upset Khalil Mack didn't happen, but I feel good about Azeez. And I think they waited out the market really well. Like, I don't think this was in them not having interest. I think they played this really well, waiting out and getting him at a good number.
So, yeah, 1 year, $4 million for Ojulari, who has been on the Giants for 4 years, his career. And interesting, he's...
That's less than Devin White.
Yes, it is. Devin was $5 million, right?
Don't get me started on him. Yeah,
I know. So it seems like he missed a bunch of games for the Giants. He played 17 his rookie year, but then I think 7, 11, 11. But big sack numbers in the games that he played, all things considered.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple reasons they liked him, and then I think a couple reasons to be concerned, or at least see why he went for what he did. Injuries have definitely been a problem. He's had injuries really since high school. He missed a good portion of his freshman year in college because of a torn ACL, and then he's only played 16 games or more in the NFL once. So he's had issues staying on the field, but when he's been on the field, he has shown some real upside as a pass rusher. I think the top thing to like about him, and why I know the Eagles liked him, was he's still only 24 years old. He won't even be 25 until June. So there'll be rookies in this year's draft class that are potentially like that are older than he is. So I think they're going to view him as coming into a better organization with better coaching and hope he can hit his potential. But, you know, I think some of the concerns would be he's not been great against the run. So they're certainly stacking up edge defenders that can't play the run with Bryce Huff, Josh Uche, and now Azeez Ojulari. So, you know, there's been that concern there.
I'm laughing, but that's not really funny, though.
But
it's true.
It's true, yeah. Yes.
But I also think this means two things. One, Bryce Huff, I don't think, is going to be on this roster come week one. Maybe if they really can't get anything for him and he has an outstanding training camp or OTAs.
Or if there's an injury.
Yeah, I think they're going to hold on to him and hope a team gives them something for him. And I do think that's a good strategy. Like, I think they could get something for him. But, I mean, Aziz will be on the team. Josh Uche will likely be on the team. I think he'll have to earn it. He's not a lock. But, yeah, I mean, they're stacking up guys that are pass rushers and not run defenders.
Yeah, you know what I'm wondering? These all pass defenders, no real edge setters. Is BG, is there a door open for BG to possibly come back?
No, I think BG's retiring.
Okay.
I think we'll, you know, that's his, you know, he'll I'm announce sure it'll it be, when it'll, he's it'll ready.
Be I'm yeah. just saying these are all up the field pass rushing guys.
Right.
The one thing Josh Sweat could do was play the run as well.
So I agree with that. And I think Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt are both good against the run. I think that's why Jalix Hunt was able to get out on the field. And Nolan, especially after BG went down, was probably their best run defender among the edges. The issue is, like, how are you going to get all these guys out on the field? Because, you know, ideally you want your best pass rushers out there on third down, but then, I mean, obviously first and second too. So, like, if you're going to have Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt play first and second down for the run, are you just going to take them off the field on third down? Like, that seems kind of crazy when they're arguably your two best edges. But I don't know when else Aziz and Josh Uche would get on the field. So I think, you know, they must have some optimism that they can play the run, but they thought that about Bryce Huff too, and Bryce Huff was unable to do it. So mm-hmm. that'll definitely be something they have to figure out come OTAs and training camp.
Well, and also I think, you know, Sweat only played, what, 70% of the snaps? I mean, they had a rotation last year.
70% is kind of high.
It's kind of high, yeah. But I'm still saying that's 30% of the snaps he's not going to play. Like, mm-hmm. they need more than two edges. But the other thing I would guess is, I wouldn't guess that, I mean, you said Huff probably not on the roster. Uche might not be on the roster either.
For sure.
You know, so I think they'll just throw them all out there.
Let them fight it out.
And let them fight it out and see who does the best job.
I will say, though, so Josh Uche didn't get a lot of money, which makes me think, you know, his spot is up in the air. But if you look back over the past 4 years, the guys they've signed in the first week of free agency, something like 75% of them have made the final roster. So while the money is not there, generally, when you go back and sign, like when you sign someone in the first week, there's a ton of interest there. So I think he probably will make the roster, but I agree he's not a complete lock.
But this is also a different first week than they've had in maybe ever.
No, but I do think when you target somebody in free agency in that first week, that's somebody your pro scouting department really likes, someone you went into free agency wanting to sign. Mm-hmm. I just think you get a longer leash there than, you know, if you're signing a month or, you know, a month into free agency.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we can't forget they got the draft coming, and I would imagine they're going to add at least two D linemen in the draft.
And it's viewed as a strong edge rushing draft as well. So, yeah, I think it's shaping up, I would guess, you know, to guess now what the edge group will look like week one. I think you're looking at Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, Aziz Ojulari, and a rookie. That would be my guess at the five there.
Well, great work by you, Elliot. Mm-hmm. Really, thank just you. Coming in with your first report of the year right under the
never a doubt.
Exactly right. Always on time. Always on time.
What was your biggest takeaway from the press conferences earlier today with the new long snapper and the tight end?
Well, I actually have some legitimate takeaways if you want, but I sense you don't really care. Yeah, so I'm gonna save it for the Go Birds Daily
morning. There you go. I'll listen to that tomorrow morning. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks, perhaps winner of Eagles Insider of the Year.
I will say every mention I've gotten after this tweet has been Insider of the Year. So I think the public, the odds are shifting. So the public's rooting for me.
Look, here's what I would remind you of. There's 2 days to go. It's not impossible that McManus comes and tweets out, you know, the Eagles have awarded Nick Sirianni with a 3-year extension, or, you know, Brandon Graham plans to retire tomorrow. I mean, I'm just
don't let them do it to you.
He'll write a story you really like. Who knows? I know you'll be waiting for it. So
you get one scoop and now you're taking a shot.
Write a story really like with his insider access. Okay, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks.
All right.
There it is. Final check-in on the Twitter question, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles can win the Super Bowl next season without a top-five defense? The final count, 65.5% say yes. 100% of me tells you dogs and cats rule is where you go.
where you go for your dogs and your cats, your pets. I treat our dogs like my family. Probably better than anybody I treat in my family. And you probably do the same thing with your dogs, your cats. And spring is coming, and that means more outdoor time for your dogs, right? So maybe you need some toys. Maybe you need one of those. I asked my wife, do you think Rebel would chase the ball if we got the ball launcher? She said, absolutely not. But other dogs do. They have that. Maybe maybe something to tug on, one of those things. Maybe some natural flea and tick treatments for your dogs. Anything that you could possibly want, Dogs and Cats Rule is going to have. They are the very best when it comes to pet nutrition. Very, very best. You walk in there, and you're like, wow, these are high-end brands, local brands, and they have all the new stuff, the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. And when it comes to who is answering your questions, the staff in Dogs and Cats Rule, no one matches the sort of stuff that you're going to get from them. You don't have to worry about Googling anything. You don't have to worry about any of those questions. They are going to have the answers for you. There's 7 locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell in Pennsylvania, Pennington in Princeton in New Jersey. If you missed any of this and you want more, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Elliot was chesty there.
He was.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, but he better, like, I wasn't kidding. You can't relax now. There's 2 days, you know, left. You know, McManus thought he had it wrapped up.
He did.
And Elliot comes in with the Aziz Ojulari, though Elliot didn't report it, and someone could argue. But,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, the committee will factor that in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like strength of schedule.
Yes.
You know, for the, like, this is like the conference tournament right now before the real tournament. So it's all coming down to the wire. It's exciting stuff.
I'm just worried about him getting so chesty before the award
is given out.
You know?
That's even better.
Well, maybe Dumas comes out.
Pride comes before the fall.
Yes, that's the truth.
That's good. That's good work by you. Very deep.
Pride, one of the 7 deadly sins, for a reason, Jack.
Yeah, I learned that in the movie 7.
Dan and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
How's it going?
What's up?
I obviously just saw the signing. Fantastic. I think it's great for the Eagles. I think it's great for the edge rushers that we've been looking at post Josh Sweat. And I think personally,
we love our former Giants here, don't we?
Personally, I heard like wondering who's going to set the edge. I think this move means that BG is coming back because you need that run setter, you need that edge rusher who is able to set the edge, and I think BG is that. And we saw Nolan Smith in the Super Bowl playoffs be able to do that himself, and I think that Vic Fangio's system and mentality when it comes to those positions, he'll have Aziz Ojulari, he'll have Josh Uche, they'll be able to do that to a certain extent, maybe not to the extent of Josh Sweat, but I think mentality wise is what you need.
That was part of Bryce Huff's problem, is that all he wanted to do is rush the passer. He didn't even do that great. So to your point, there is a certain mentality you need to have over there playing as an edge setter and a run stopper. Because here's the thing. When you want these pass rushers to get out to the quarterback, well, there's this old saying in football is that you earn the right to rush the passer. That means you got to win on first and second down. And then when teams are trying to run the ball, you got to get them to second and long and third and long. But if teams are like the Eagles, where they could stay in second and 5, third and 3, it's going to be hard to get sacks on those quarterbacks.
And that's without saying. And I look at Bryce Huff in this setting with him making $17 million this year. I kind of view it in the same retrospect as BG in his early career when he was downplayed, like he was casted out.
Yeah.
I think Bryce has the body type similar to BG, short, stocky, built, that he was able to do that. Maybe he didn't get into that format this year or get into that this year, but I think he probably stays. So with Elliot saying that he's going to be shipped off, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think they're going to give him a shot. They're going to give him an opportunity in OTAs, training camp to prove his worth. He's not going to be traded before that, and that's just my opinion. But
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they wind up holding on to him all the way. I don't think they're just going to cut him.
Just like Taiwan.
Yeah. They may try to get to training camp and see if a team loses their defensive end, and then maybe they could trade him for a fifth or sixth round draft pick. But they're not going to take that hit with the money, where you just give a guy $30-something million and then let him leave.
Pride to do. he's going to make sure that signing is worthwhile to some extent. And yeah. Like I said, like you look at the BG situation with the draft pick. It didn't work out in the first couple of years, but eventually he turns into a Philadelphia legend. And I'm not saying that Bryce Huff is that by any means, but as a serviceable player, I think he can turn into that. That's my opinion.
All right, Dan. Thanks, man. I hope so. We're all just guessing at this point.
Yeah, I do not believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all hope so. Yeah. I just don't know. When you're a healthy scratch.
Like Josh Uche was.
Josh
Uche also.
If nothing else, it shows you what the coach thinks.
Right.
That coordinator.
Yeah. We'd rather have the 37-year-old guy with the torn triceps in there. I mean, it's the truth. Love you, BG, or 35.
Yeah, 37, you're right.
Yeah. Al in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Al? Al.
Al fell asleep.
Yeah, very sad end to Al. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike had to answer for the Sixers a million times. How long have we been sleeping? The Delaware Valley.
Ooh, boy.
I don't run the Sixers.
But you run from them.
I don't, though. Do you know what I don't want to talk about? When we're talking about the Eagles and somebody brings up the Sixers.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
We're trying to do the right show.
Just trying to do the right show.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the Sixers, I'll talk about the Sixers all day long. I don't think anybody wants to talk about the Sixers. I will.
Sounds horrible, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Who wins in that scenario? Not you, not me.
Not the listeners.
Nobody.
Yeah, not the listeners.
No. What's next?
The entire Delaware Valley got a little nervous when Jack started naming some trap music. Mark and Motko.
I think I was cooking.
Yeah, I was a little nervous, actually.
Yeah, one guy, right? Yeah. He just should have left it there.
Then he's just naming other rappers he's heard of.
Yeah. Oh, man, I went to 2 Chainz concert.
You're Chief Keef.
Yeah.
Chief Keef. Everyone loves Sosa.
What's next?
Spike reaching a Joe DiMaggio-level streak of saying, the coach had to tell the quarterback not to pass, in consecutive shows passing the previous record, which was Spike saying, did you know Saquon touched the ball 507 times? Mike in Havertown.
Well, it's like every time somebody goes, tell me what the difference is. And that is the difference between...
The coach had to...
Well, if you're going to ask me what the difference between like Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts is...
Right.
If you're going to say Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl, absolutely, totally correct. Also, coach never went into, what's it called?
Josh Allen.
Never went into Joe Burrow's.
Joe Burrow
and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hand the ball off 60 times a game. Never happened. Never happened. What's next?
I'm sorry. I've already given you all the different ways you can say that. You don't believe in Jalen Hurts. I have reached the end of the internet.
Spike's AI program.
Wow.
AI tell you to say that
they
today?
Say you're going to AI to get your info?
Wasn't even... Well, first of all, I do. Not to get my takes, but to get my info.
Yep.
Second of all, this show wasn't even my idea today. Wasn't even my idea. I gotta be honest. This is how I feel. It's just how I feel. All right, what's next?
Jeopardy host, it's not the same as it used to be. No one even knows the players. It's not worth watching until the end. Contestant, what are things you could say about college basketball and the NBA? Joan, King of Prussia.
I still think the NBA is better than college basketball, but the NBA is in bad shape, too. I would rather...
Yeah, I would watch an NBA game over...
They're just
better. I think people sort of glamorize watching college basketball because they think every game is like the tournament. The tournament is a special kind of fun.
Right. That's not the way it is all year long.
Go ahead and watch 50 college basketball yeah. games during the year.
But they play defense.
Yeah. You try watching Michigan State, Minnesota on Wednesday night in February.
You know what they don't play? The right way. The way that you think they play, you know, like in Hoosiers.
Dude, every time they pull up in transition for a three, it's like an angel loses their wings. Yes. You know, that is allowed. You can score early if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Just not enough good players, man.
No, that's what it comes down to.
Good college players are just solid college basketball players.
Just don't have the star level players that we used to have.
You know who could have helped college basketball out?
Who?
LeBron.
Yep.
There it is. Always back to LeBron. He ruined college basketball.
No,
he ruined NBA.
Not LeBron. Well, only in the sense he had to have Bronny come play in the NBA this year.
Right.
Bronny could have played in college this year and been the star of college basketball with Cooper.
Cooper Flag.
Cooper Flag.
Bronny could have played in college for 3 more years, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying, yeah. He definitely could have played this year, and he would have been a name.
Yes.
You don't think he would have been a name in college basketball?
No,
this
I
year?
Thought you were taking going back to 2003.
No. I'm just gonna say, like, Bronny could have been a name that everybody would have followed
yeah,
this year,
for sure,
in college basketball.
Yeah, if he didn't go to USC because he was there last year, no one cared.
Yeah, but he played.
Well,
he scored 4 points
many
a game
games
yeah.
last year.
Yeah, as a second round pick to you.
Yeah. So what's coming up on Fritz at 6?
Tom Kelly.
Oh.
Oh, no Fritz at night?
I can't even tell when Fritz at 6 happens. Should we run in this place?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Unless it's
not. Is that what it is? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
For now. Well, baseball season's coming.
Oh, right.
That's when it's 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
The ramp up.
All right. Well,
we load manage in radio, too.
Yeah. Tom Kelly is up next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.